Thank you for joining us. Today's podcast is going to talk about benefits for our lifetime.
The members of the city council, as it sits there right now, they get a salary of $14,500, plus they get a health policy that's pretty valuable.
It's maybe about the equivalent of about $25,000 a year.
About $25,000 a year. And then they get into the state pension system, which mm-hmm. allows them, if they serve long enough, to draw a pension and health benefits from the state pension system.
For the rest of their life.
For the rest of their life, yeah. And I noticed in the flyer that the Charter Commission put out describing its proposal that they're not sure if the new members of the City Council would get paid the same amount as the existing members of the City Council. So it seems like it would be up to the five commissioners to decide if the new members would make as much or the same as their colleagues. And that, to me, is a formula for political coercion mm-hmm. that will definitely work to the detriment of the taxpayer and the public.
Right. And I guess the next question is lifetime benefits. If you scan the state and look through all the various municipalities out there, we will be the only municipality that will give lifetime benefits for part-time employees in the history of New York State. It's very expensive, $25,000 here, and again, their base pay is $14,000 for the part-time job, but it really does. You do have to worry that how far those benefits could potentially go, and then again, as you mentioned, I think it's a little bit of a legal challenge to decide that, hey, I just got elected to a commissioner job, I should get the same benefits that you do, even though you've been sitting here for a while. But again, those new commissioners, remember, they have zero responsibilities other than attending a city council meeting. So maybe they should get a card table, at least for City Hall, so they can work off that.